Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM in HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, our guy John Bloom, the voice of the Suns, is going to join us here momentarily. The Suns just landed about an hour ago, and they're on their way to getting settled here in the Bay so that we can home and home this sucker, the Warriors and the Suns, last night and tomorrow night at Chase Center. As soon as we're done hanging out with John, it is a full-blown What the Friday, okay? WTF. So whatever take you have that you have not been able to get off your chest, doesn't matter the sport, doesn't even matter if it's sports, okay? We'll take your calls, 888-957-9570. I see a bunch of text messages already coming in. We'll read some of those, but keep firing away. WTF, What the Friday, as soon as we're done hanging out with John Bloom, who joins us now on the River Islands guest line. Hi, friend. How you doing?
What's up? Happy home and Hanukkah, I guess.
That quietly might be a five.
Yeah, that's very, very
five.
Good.
That was awesome.
That's very good. And I don't know if you got the message last night, but drinks on whoever wins that game.
Last night's game.
Last night's game. Yeah.
Because, oh, so you're buying.
No, I said drinks on whoever wins the game.
Oh, wins.
Whoever wins the game wins the game. Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
I guess that's fair. Yeah. Although I won't be here to collect or let you collect tomorrow night. And I was listening mid-air when I heard a guarantee was made. And my question to both of you is,
guarantee.
How is a radio host held accountable when their guarantee fails?
That's a good question, seeing as I'm the
especially
one who made
on a Friday, yeah, where, you know, by Monday, no one remembers anything.
Yeah, we're just previewing the Niners on Monday. So, John, you know the answer to this. There is absolutely no accountability whatsoever for a radio host. But I stand by my guarantee. The Warriors are taking the Suns down tomorrow night, and I think you know it, too.
I don't know it. I don't want it to happen, but it very, very well may happen, as we've seen plenty of that happen in the past. But I can say this, neither team played great last night.
Nope, they didn't.
Not a beautiful basketball game.
There's all kinds of things that we want to get into with you about it. The Warriors are frustrating their fan base at a very high level, but let's stay in the moment for a second. And are you, to the best of your ability, give me what you can on Dylan Brooks, because this is, it's like, look, Draymond Green plays for the Warriors. I get it. They're both big time irritants. To me, Dylan Brooks, I don't know that I've ever watched a game where something doesn't happen. And that's my opinion. I think the league has looked way too much at Draymond and not enough at Dylan. What can you tell me maybe about him that we don't know about what he does?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think I've learned so much over the last couple of months that I didn't know either, because when you're not near him and you don't see him operate every day, then what you see is what you see, the highlights or the lowlights, if it will. But in this case, I can tell you that he's been amazing for the Phoenix Suns. The reason is because they were missing basically all the things that he brought and brings on a daily basis. And so this was a team that just direly needed leadership in the manner that he brings it. And I know you might not think, you know, punching a dude is trying to shoot a three on their closeout is leadership. I don't either, but it's all wrapped into the package, okay? And it's all part of who Dylan Brooks is. And I have now kind of gotten a real inside look at what it is. And it is a character that he's developed, Dylan the Villain. And he has embraced that character. And he puts a lot of time into creating it and developing it and being that guy on the basketball court. Now, off the court, he's not. And I think that's part of what endears him to his teammates and the people around him when he goes from city to city like Memphis to Houston to now Phoenix. And I admired him when he was an Oregon Duck, to be honest with you. I thought he was a phenomenal college player. And Mark will tell you, I watch a lot of Pac-12 hoops back in the day as a Cal fan. I know I've admitted it on your air before. It's my dad's fault. But anyway, the bottom line is he's an excellent basketball player, and I think that's what I didn't really expect for him to become again, because I remember him being that at Oregon, but he has definitely had to be that for Phoenix, because if you think about it, the number one guy they got in the trade from Houston, or maybe the biggest piece, was Jalen Green. He's played all of one game and 7 minutes this season for the Phoenix Suns. So they're still waiting for that to pay out. And in the meantime, Dylan Brooks has had to do a lot more heavy lifting scoring-wise, distributing, rebounding, everything on the floor in addition to all the other stuff that he brings. So I've been pretty impressed. I know that doesn't sound good to anybody listening in the Bay, because he's the villain here, and he should be, and that's what he's created. You hate him if he's not on your team, and now I know why you love him if he is.
But beyond that, and you're so right, John, about, you know, his game, and I was telling Mark earlier, because Mark and I go back and forth about Dylan Brooks, and it's Mark's least favorite maybe athlete in
Yeah.
And then you watch him last night, and he is a scoring machine, and you're thinking, all right, Dylan's showing his game, but then the straight-up cheap shot on Steph Curry, is there any, like, internal or any, like, fan blowback at, you know, just the entire package and the negative side of Dylan Brooks?
It's starting to happen, Dibs. It is. Last night, definitely, listening to the post-game show on my way home after the game, I was hearing that from fans who were disappointed with a couple of the plays. Because remember, I don't know if you saw it, but the previous game he got ejected in the final minute against the Lakers.
Yep.
In a tight game. And that was a brutal call, by the way. It was just an awful night of officiating, and we can talk about that on another show, another time. But the NBA definitely has an issue right now with their refs, and they need to work on that. But as a side, Dylan Brooks probably was still living that moment on how basically what happened to Steph happened to him. LeBron James gave him a rib shot on a three-pointer, which he hit, falling down to put the Suns up. And they went up by one in the final seconds, and then they went and reviewed it, and they called Dylan Brooks for a technical foul, because after he took that rib shot and fell down, he got up and got LeBron's face. And, of course, what does LeBron do? He flops, because that is what he's is and has become right now, and it's a shame. It is a shame. It's an embarrassment to LeBron. It's an embarrassment to the Lakers. It's an embarrassment to the league, and I think that he probably has overstayed his welcome, to be honest with you. So that's a take you probably don't hear often either, but I'm ready to share it, because I've now seen two consecutive games where one, LeBron completely embarrassed himself trying to get 10 points while his team was getting blown out by the Suns at home to keep his streak alive, and then this one where he basically grabs a referee, Scott Twardowski, and assaulted him. You can look at the videos.
Yep, I saw it.
Did not get called for a foul, a technical, anything. Should have been an automatic ejection and a suspension for a game. Nothing happened. So this is why I'm talking about how embarrassing it is for the product, for the Lakers, for the LeBron James family, and for the NBA.
Yeah, it's interesting. John Bloom, voice of the Suns, is joining us. Since we're on this, John, let's talk about the officiating last night, and certainly nothing that egregious, but what are your thoughts about a foul called with less than a second to go in what is essentially a rebounding scrum where four large men are all just kind of tugging at each other?
Yeah, I know. That was another crazy one. And again, there's been so many kind of late game whistles and reviews in these last two games that my mind's all jumbled up because of it. I usually try not to let it get to me. As somebody who has to call the action, what I try to do is describe what the players are doing and how they're reacting maybe to the calls that did or did not happen or should or shouldn't happen. I don't try to get into should the officials, you know, have done this or did they blow it or all that, because then you can just go crazy. And right now I feel like I am going crazy.
It's tough because, I mean, we all watch the games and, you know, I'm a youth ref, so I always keep an eye on the officials. But what I'm seeing, John, and yeah, thank you. Correct me if I'm wrong on this, but free throws are up, 3 foul shots per team per game. So that's 6 extra free throws. And I've been thinking about this. Is it almost better now to foul and give a team 2 shots as opposed to be victimized by the omnipresent 3-point shot?
Yeah, that's now you're getting in even deeper into those metrics, and they're doing all these studies, right? I mean, daily. It's a live study to see should you be altering your approach offensively, defensively, in transition and everything. And I heard Steve Kerr talking about it for a while before the game last night, actually, with us in the media room. And it's a fascinating thing because the game is evolving. It has evolved certainly over the course of the last decade. And now with response to that, it's not just should you foul the shooter. It's also how are we crashing offensive glass when all these threes are being shot? And do you crash in a totally different way? Because most of these rebounds are now long rebounds, right? When they're being shot from deeper on the floor. So now you're completely changing your approach to how you crash the glass and how you respond to fast breaks, because now you might let a guy leak out and get a layup because you'd rather get a 3-pointer or get fouled shooting a 3 because the math works better for you, even if you gave up the deuce on the other end. I don't know. To me, I still love the game, the art of the game, the beauty of the game. I remember, you know, with Willard just beating it up when nobody's even watching and playing basketball and acting as if you were strategizing with your boys. But me, it's maybe taking it a little too far with the numbers at this point. I don't know if we'll come back to the norm. You know, maybe we go crazy analytics wise for a couple decades, and then we end up using the eye test a little bit more. I don't know.
John Bloom, the voice of the Suns, is with us. They just landed in town, obviously defeated the Warriors by 1 last night. Same 2 teams, different location, Chase Center. Tomorrow night, you'll hear all the action right here on 95.7 The Game. John, you're probably aware of this. I know you're tapped in, but at the same time, maybe not. At least, and I'm going to just make up a number, I don't know. It feels like half of the fan base right now here in the Bay thinks that we've arrived at a time where Steve Kerr is either, like his style, his system has aged out, his rotations are absolutely bananas, and plenty of them are even talking about him being fired. I know what your thoughts are on Steve. I'd love for you to share them with our audience.
Yeah, I'm happy to. I've always admired Steve. I mean, obviously, you go back to when he was playing on the Bulls and Spurs, and I don't love those teams, so that maybe that was when I took a little break. But even back when he was a guard at University of Arizona, and you may or may not remember this, but when he scored at McHale Center, the public address announcer would just say Steve, right? And, or he would say Steve Kerr, and the entire audience would echo it. And it was just phenomenal. And as a kid, that was when I was still coming up, you know, here in the Bay. I just thought it was so awesome that this dude had that kind of response in that place where there obviously were other stars around him, too, at U of A. But now, moving past that, he becomes the general manager of the Phoenix Suns. And at that point, I was, you know, just coming up as the pre- and post-game show host. And I got to know him from that standpoint and interviewing him. He always treated me phenomenally. And he had such a bright basketball mind. I felt like this guy's a shooting star. And hopefully he stays with the Phoenix Suns. And then next thing you know, GM was not the role for him. Coach was. And he's proven that over and over and over again. Now, I get it why you look as a Warriors fan and you've been spoiled. I'm just going to come out and say it. You've been spoiled. Just like me as a Niner fan. I was spoiled growing up. Now, young Niners fans don't feel the same way as me and Willard and the old Niners fans. Dibs, I don't know if you're going to include yourself in that group. But when it comes to the Warriors right now, you're still fresh with these titles not that far away, so everybody knows what it feels like to be on top of the mountain. And so now you're going to say aging. I'd say it's not Steve Kerr necessarily in his style that's aging. Maybe his team is aging. And maybe that's a tough thing to confront at this point because, you know, Steph Curry still has it. There's no doubt in my mind he's still got it at the highest level. And I think that Draymond Green can bring it at his best occasionally, but it's not as consistent as it has been. And Jimmy Butler, I think, can still play at the highest level, as you saw last night. So that can happen, but it just doesn't happen as consistently. And then you're also looking at your future. And I understand that that can be tricky when you get accustomed to winning titles and you want to continue that kind of success, but you have to be honest with yourself.
Is part of this, too, just the time in which we live, John, with the social media and the ability to just fire away and then the echo chamber of people following along behind it? Because what you're saying about Niner fans, and sadly, I'm older than both you and Mark, and so I do remember the lean years before the good years, but some of the newer fans maybe don't have that same deep appreciation for what Warrior fans have gone through.
I think you're right. It's the ebbs and flows of being a fan. What I'll say is from my own personal experience, right? Because the expectations on Planet Orange, as we like to refer to Phoenix Suns fans, were off the charts the last couple of years with Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, which was obviously a mistake. But you look at what happened, it was so devastating. And this last year was arguably the worst year as a Suns fan. And for many Suns fans, that's what they'll say. No matter what age they are, even though they had those great players, it was because they were expecting such great things and they failed so miserably. Now you've got a team full of guys that just want to go out, hustle, and play their butts off, and it is so refreshing and fun. And even though they're 15-12, it's not like they're burning up the league. The Suns fans are on fire right now for this product. They absolutely are in love with this group, and it's crazy the way things work. It's just the ebbs and flows of being a fan. And I'm not trying to tell Warriors fans, hey, just wait till Steph's gone and Draymond's gone and Jimmy Butler's gone and you guys can have no expectations. Things will be great. No, that's not what I'm saying. I get that there potentially could be some lean years.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
In between. But the hope is it's not because you've established such a great culture. You have such great leadership. And I do believe that Steve Kerr falls into that category of all-time great leadership. So because of all that, I would still have hope.
John Bloom, voice of the Suns. Do I detect, and I don't mean this in some sort of like bleep you way, but do the Phoenix Suns and their fan base feel kind of relieved that Durant is not there anymore?
Without a doubt. Like, there is zero doubt that I can answer this with so much confidence, Mark. It's just such a different vibe. Now, I had a great time getting a chance to watch him play up close and personally for a couple of years. That was an absolute thrill. I mean, he is one of the greats, and he treated me great too, so I'm not going to complain about KD. But a lot of fans did, just because of those things I just talked about, the expectations and how much they fell short. So fans are going to oftentimes look at that, and that's all they're going to look at, and I don't blame them, you know, especially the ones who are paying their hard-earned money to pay these high prices to go see the product that's putting out there. So, you know, I think at this point, it's a new page in the Phoenix Suns, you know, history books. Maybe we'll look back in time with a little bit more affection for Kevin Durant and his time in Phoenix. But right now, I think they're all pretty happy that the move was made. And that's, again, without even really seeing the fruits of the trade in Jalen Green. When the one game he played, it was phenomenal, dynamic, right, at 29 points. And also, Kamal Malo, watch the number 10 pick that they got, who they're taking their time with. And, you know, he's starting to really develop in the G League, which is great.
Say hi to Pops, and we'll see you in a few hours, bud.
Yeah, man. Good talking with you guys. And go Niners.
Indeed.
That's, yeah, John, thank you.
On that, we can agree. John Bloom joining us here on Willard and Dibbs, the voice of the Suns.
And you've known him since you were like 10 or even high school?
Yeah, high school, 13, 14.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's probably your one of your number one homies of all.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, really good dude.
And fun that you both went from San Mateo High to being in the biz.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what we wanted to do. Yep. We were the co-editors of the sports page of the San Mateo High School newspaper together senior year. And this is what we wanted to do. And here we are.
32 years later, still doing it.
Doing it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's still kind of a moment every time we have him on.
Yeah. And just interesting what he was saying about the Suns and how, you know, they obviously didn't have the high heights that the Warriors did, but they are clearly like turning this thing over and they're building it around Booker, and, you know, Dylan the Villain comes in, and it's not easy to like his game.
Yep.
But you watch him last night and you realize that the dude's got talent. He can shoot, he can score, he can defend. Well, if he would just like take that, and it's a little bit like Draymond, like, yeah, if you could just take that part of your game out, you'd be so much more likable for other people.
But Draymond doesn't feel like that, because at least on the offensive side of the ball, he's actually not that traditionally talented. One of the things that frustrates me so much, the players that are high on my list, and you know exactly who they are, I don't even, yep, need to tell you, but the Dylan Brookses, the James Hardens, the Chris Pauls, and the Russell Westbrook.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
You're so talented that it annoys me that you decide to play that way. Because you don't need to. You're so talented. Why would you enter, and especially Dylan? The other guys are foul chasers, and they try to make the referee think that something happened that didn't happen.
Did you mention LeBron, too, in that?
I didn't. LeBron doesn't hit me the exact same way as these other guys do. And Westbrook's a little different. He's not, like, necessarily a foul chaser. He just really, I don't know. He
marches to the beat of his own drummer.
Plays at such an agitated level and gets into it with fans and all of these things. But I just, you know, Dylan Brooks, that's the hardest thing. You see him put up numbers and you're like, dude, you're actually a pretty good basketball player. But you've decided to, like, totally give into this persona. And I just don't think it's a good watch. I don't think it's good for the league. I don't think it's good for him. I don't think it's safe for the people he's going against. I know I sound like a concerned mom or dad here, but honestly, it's not. He's swiping at people constantly. He did it in the playoff series last year with Houston. Yep. He did it again last night. Don't you worry one bit. He'll do it again tomorrow.
No doubt.
He did it against the Lakers the other night.
And you know he's averaging almost 22 a night. So his offensive game this year has been phenomenal. And the interesting thing about it, and I learned this from watching that documentary on the Olympics last year, the basketball Olympics. I can't remember what it was called. It was like gold medal or gold something, yeah, solid gold. I don't remember, but they did a thing with Dylan at the dinner table with about 10 or 12 members of his family. And he is like polite and quiet, soft-spoken and demure and respectful. And so it is a persona. And yet, you know, if you could just I don't know, take the cheap shot part of it out of your game. But then you think the same things about Draymond. Like, do you have to choke Gobert? Do you have to punch Nurkic?
No.
Do you have to flail kick Steven Adams and all the rest of it? And so, yeah, I mean, everybody gets agitated out there and you react differently, but I get what he was saying about, you know, the fans, that they love him, but at the same time, there was some reaction after last night.
It's the same thing Warrior fans feel about Draymond Green.
Yeah.
To be honest, it's a split thought. Like, you can't feel pure about anything. You're a fan for him, but there's always a but. At the same time, though, I do feel Draymond runs so hot. He's such an emotional person to the point where, obviously, the worst thing that's happened in the Warrior organization over the last 12 years was something that he did in practice. Like, that, he's not doing that for effect. He's not doing that to get under his opponent's skin. He lost it.
Yep.
And Draymond does that sometimes. Brooks, I don't know him. It feels much more contrived and strategic. It's like, again, it's a persona that he decides to lean into.
A little bit like Lambeer.
Yeah, he does not need to do this.
Right.
But he does.
Well, it's a little bit of a throwback because, you know, I mentioned Lambeer, and you can go back to Charles Oakley or Rick Mahorn or some of the other quote-unquote enforcers in that time, you know, late 80s and the 90s. That was a part of the game, and now it's really not. And, you know, you see like last night where I don't know if he was swiping at Steph's hand. He definitely took a swipe to try to block the shot. Didn't land it and took that same arm and just popped Steph Curry in the stomach. That was not a basketball action at all. And I was watching with Kalena and Bob, and they both were saying, that's flagrant too. That was unnecessary and excessive. And I kind of agreed with them, but they called it a flagrant one.
Yep.
So instead of a Curry miss, it was Curry 2 free throws, cut it to 3, and then Jimmy Butler rails a 3-line drive, and now it's tied. So
it saved the game for the Warriors momentarily.
Cheap shot or no cheap shot.
Yeah.
It was a 5-point play.
It's a dumb play.
It's totally stupid.
It's that, and I think that's what John's getting at.
Yeah.
From some of it's a dumb play.
You allowed the Warriors to go from down 5 without the ball to tied. And that was the only thing that kind of kept the Warriors in it late.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. This is officially What the Friday, okay? WTF. So anything you want to get off your chest can be Niners, can be Warriors, can be Giants, can be Sharks, can be Christmas, can be your family, can be your coworkers, whatever you want to get off your chest, WTF, What the Friday. We're going to go to the phones in just a sec, but dial in right now. That's what we're going to do the rest of the way. We'll take your calls. Anything that you just didn't get off your chest this week, let's do it. We had a bunch of people text in on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. 262, I think, said, my WTF take, the Aiyuk situation is galvanizing the Niners players. So the Aiyuk situation, he or she believes, is actually helping the 49ers at this hour. I don't buy that. My sense is the Aiyuk situation is a thing to us and it's not to them, because if you follow this timeline and look at what's taken place, this is how it's been for a long time. Like, they haven't seen Brandon all year long. So I don't know that, like, to galvanize them, I think it would kind of need to feel new. And I don't think to them it does.
No, it's not. And that's what Kyle Shanahan said when he talked about it earlier in the week or maybe after the game. And he said, yeah, I haven't seen him in a month. And, you know, and Kyle even said, he's like, yeah, this is kind of new for you and stuff. But we've kind of had, you know, we knew this was the situation all along and stuff. And so, you know, we haven't seen Brandon. And so, you know, this is maybe new for you and stuff, but I haven't seen him in a month. And so I don't know if it's necessarily galvanizing. I do know that Juwan Jennings got an opportunity to play a whole season and hit incentives. And part of that's Ricky Pearsall, who has been in and out of the lineup yet again. And, you know, DeMarcus Robinson, okay, you get to play more. And Kendrick Bourne, hello, he had two monster games because Ricky was out. Juwan had broken ribs and Aiyuk wasn't around. So those guys in the wide receiver room maybe are thinking, cool, B.A., go ahead and stay away as long as you can. I'm out here catching footballs.
Another one comes in. Let's see, 650. I'm mad that the Giants acquired a theater before a player.
A theater?
You didn't hear about that?
No.
They bought the Curran Theater.
Oh, wow.
Earlier this week.
Good.
Which is just like a, whatever, that's fine. Like, it's a business move by the Giants and a community thing, but at the same time, I do think there's a little bit of clunky PR to it because of the timing. People want players right now, and the Giants, because of the Mission Rock thing, you do stuff like this, and it makes people feel like, I mean, you're going to cry poor and say you don't want to spend big this offseason, but you're going to continue to operate almost as a real estate company. Which, okay, you like they
didn't
do.
They sign that one guy?
Yeah, that guy,
the pitcher guy.
A couple of them actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier as I was heading to get water that Wade Meckler got DFA'd.
Wade Meckler did get DFA'd, and
devastating.
The reason for that was to make room for the person you're talking about is Adrian Hauser, right-handed pitcher Adrian Hauser.
Ah, okay.
2-year contract.
Didn't they sign some other pitcher too?
Yeah, Jason.
That's the one.
What's his name? Pasta. Jason something, Bob.
Jason something, and yes. He's going to be out until the middle of the year.
He's out until the middle of the year.
I bet Flem would have known.
But he's
I'm going to this too much.
Jason.
I'm going to the bit too often.
He's a closer, though. He's
Jason
a closer.
Foley.
Yeah, Jason Foley. That's it. Thank you, Lucas. He's closed before. So there's that. Oh, and then someone texted us in a couple of times, all caps, and I really get it. Look, I'm going to wear this one, and we've explained it 1,000 times. We can explain it 1,001 if you want us to. This is the way that Bay Area sports rolls, okay? Data is what it is. I've literally heard stories of sports program directors in this town who threaten their hosts that if you talk Sharks for more than 3 minutes, we're going to come in here and turn the microphones off. Now, whatever you want to do to get, if you want to get mad at us, get mad at us. If you want to get mad, the bottom line is that's the Bay. That's the way this cookie crumbles. So this is not an equal time scenario, but someone twice, I see you 415, all caps, for the love of God, can you spend more than one moment talking about the Sharks?
888-957-9570. Now's your chance.
Great answer.
Educate us, because honestly, I don't watch every single shift of every single player.
No, and they're like on the fringe of playoff contention, and Celebrini is incredible. He's everything they hope they would be. And I saw someone say something yesterday that I agreed with. If Macklin Celebrini played for one of the other three teams, it would literally be the only thing any of us are talking about. And that's true. He's that phenomenal.
He's had a historical start to his career. He's in terms of points per game.
And just also the eye test. Like, watch. He is absolutely breathtaking as a hockey player. He's incredible. But what do you want the city to do about that? You want us to talk about college football next? Stanford and Cal? What do you think?
Let me tell you just a brief story before we go to the phones, Mark. The year was 2011, and I worked for a little station that had just launched, and we were the flagship of the Oakland Athletics. Yep. And so we came out, my two co-hosts and I, and we had Bob Melvin, then their manager, on a weekly. We had Susan Slusser, then their beat reporter, on a weekly. We had player of the game. We covered that team from toe to tag, from head to toe, and all the way back around. After about 2 years and 4 months, we got fired. And it's because the audience, the general audience in this market, was not as interested in our flagship team, the Oakland Athletics, as they were in about 5 other things. And so, lesson learned, talk about the things that the majority of the people are interested in. And unfortunately, in California, that's not a hockey team.
All right, so WTF, what the Friday, whatever you want. Get it off your chest. It can be anything. Gene in Oakland. Hi, Gene. What do you got?
Hey, fellas. Happy 6-7. Happy Hanukkah. Happy, happy.
Wow.
June 7th, Gene.
I wasn't going to talk about the Sharks, but quickly, I think Macklin Celebrini is actually the biggest star in the Bay Area, but I understand it's a business decision, so whatever. Well, I'll still remain a Sharks fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, listen.
Macklin Celebrini and George Kittle were standing next to each other. Macklin Celebrini would ask for an autograph. But anyway, go ahead, Gene.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, listen, my biggest frustration, I got a bunch of them, but my biggest one sports-wise right now is with a man named Steve Kerr. So, and I want to start by saying, you know, look, I've spoken glowingly of this man before. I don't know if you remember, but about a year ago, I did a little testimonial on the radio, and it was right after you had interviewed him. And you even said, yeah, I hope he heard that. So I love the guy. I think he's one of the greats of all time. But he's done a couple of things, okay, over his tenure that have frustrated the hell out of me. The first was the punch, you know, following the punch. I really was very upset that, you know, he in particular didn't hold Draymond accountable. And you know, and you saw what the, you know, what happened as a result. It was the we suffered that year, and I think to some extent, even to this day. The second time was now, particularly after that interview you had with him the other day. I'm so frustrated. One remark in particular really got to me. When you had, one of you guys asked him, what happened to Will Richard? How come he's not playing? And his answer was, because he's a rookie. And he wants to honor the veterans or something to that extent. I lost it after that. I mean, to me, you know, I've...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I've always believed in meritocracies. You know, if you're playing great, you know, then you should get an opportunity. I don't care if you're an old, you know, future Hall of Famer or a brand new rookie like Richard, all right? And, you know, I remember, what was it, a little over a week or 2 weeks ago when we had that three-game stint, you know, where all the stars were out. We played all the young kids.
Yep.
And that was some of the best basketball I've seen all year. I want to see more of that. I think it's time to move on. Forget about the fifth ring. Let's develop these kids. Let's give them a, you know, regular time. Stay with it. You know, go through the growing pains.
Yeah.
Let's move to the future.
I hear you, Gene. I don't know exactly how you would break all of that to Steph and Jimmy and Draymond. I don't know how you would do that. But I hear what you're saying. I do think a lot of people have kind of grabbed Steve Kerr's comment about Will Richard. And I'm not going to say misconstrued it, but I do think it's a little bit misunderstood. Remember when he said, Will is sitting because he's a rookie? That was well after he had already described kind of actually why Will Richard was sitting. He's like, we've got a roster crunch. We're trying different things. Somebody has to sit. And then he got to the rookie comment, which I took, I don't know about you, Dibs, as It was his way of saying it's kind of the momentary tiebreaker.
Yeah.
I got to figure out some people to sit and to help team chemistry and kind of honor what the veterans have achieved. I'm starting with this.
And it doesn't mean it's going to stay with that.
Correct.
And already you've seen Buddy Hield's minutes go way down, and you did that in a loss. And so maybe tomorrow night, Will Richard gets injected back in, and I do think it's easier to put a rookie on the bench for a little bit and bring him back as opposed to a veteran with the egos and the fragility that goes with that.
Elliot in Daly City is the next on WTF and apparently is 10 years old. Hi, Elliot. Thank you for calling. What's going on?
I wanted to talk about why you guys are talking about taking away the roughness of Dylan Brooks' game.
Mainly, but
not the roughness, Elliot.
Yeah, my answer would be the part we're talking about. There's no problem with physicality, but what we're talking about is literally illegal, Elliot. It's against the rules.
Oh,
okay.
It's the dirty stuff, Elliot. Yeah. Like, you know, when you don't block Steph's shot and you land and then you just forearm him in the stomach for no reason, that's what we're trying to get out of the game.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah. All
thank
right.
you.
Okay. Thank you, Elliot.
You're welcome,
have a great weekend. Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays, Elliot. That's fantastic. Oh, that's what you meant.
What?
Okay. Yeah, that was his answer. Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
A good answer.
Yeah, that means someone that's active listening.
It's not so much the physicality, it's when Gary Payton II is going up for a dunk and you come behind him and you clothesline him in the head. And he goes down and he hurts his elbow and he's out for 2 to 3 weeks, which is a cheap, dirty shot from behind.
Broke his elbow, by
correct.
The way. Yeah.
Have you ever made a rebuttal to a caller and their response was, oh.
Maybe. I don't know. I've been around for a while. Possible. Not that I remember off the top of my head.
Haven't been called out for a take by a 10-year-old before.
I don't know if that's
what's the
true
deal
either.
With you two?
Pretty easily refuted.
Yeah, I mean... Why are you softies so against physicality?
For somebody who wanted to basically advocate for rough behavior, it kind of submitted rather quick. Like that is that fair?
He's 10.
Yeah. So that's great.
Yeah.
I'm not like that. Respond however you want to respond.
Yep.
Let's go to John in Alaska. Hi, John. What are you doing?
Hey, I'm just... Oh, it's my last day of work, and I'm taking off the rest of the year. I'm just absolute mail it in mode over here.
Yeah, us too, that. John.
Hence this bit.
Nice. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. So obviously, I'm rooting for Seattle last night. I was happy they won, but I don't know about you, but I hate being put in a position to root for the Seahawks. I just absolutely cannot stand that team. Going all the way back to. When they up here, we have a big, you know, a pretty even fan base. People like all sorts of teams up here, but Seattle and Alaska, they're definitely the most popular team. And when they made their first Super Bowl run in 2005, they definitely all came out. Then back in 2013, when they made that run against us, and they were just everywhere, and their fans are so effing annoying. Like, just, it was bad. And so to this day, that loss of Crabtree gets the ball knocked by Sherman and then we lose that game. Oh, that hurts so bad just because I had to see it every day over here. It felt like we're pretty much living up in the Pacific Northwest here. Only when they're good, though. See, they're pretty bandwagon-y. It's only when they're good. So, I mean, I was happy that they won, but I haven't ever I can't remember ever actively rooting for them other than, like, last night. So it was a weird experience.
Weird one, yeah.
Yeah,
us too.
I hear you, John, and it's been a year of those kinds of things. This was the first Thanksgiving in my life where I actively rooted for the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
And now we're rooting here for the Seattle Seahawks. And last week I was rooting for the Rams to beat the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
All these things happened, and by the way, in those games, we went 3-0.
Yeah, exactly.
It helped the 49ers, or at least you're in my belly and pocketbook each and every time.
No doubt. We got the Chiefs found their way out of it. So, yeah, we get a chance to have a nice feet-up weekend again where the Niners don't have to worry about, you know,
that's
who
true.
Wins and who losses, because just win your three and you can go ahead and be the one seed. Before we go back to the phones, I want to get off my What the Friday.
Go for it.
I had a long talk earlier today with our boss, Matt Nahigian, about the Valkyries and the WNBA.
Oh, okay.
And like, you know, let's make sure that we're all excited for season number two. And it hit me that we may not have a season number two because the players have voted, and I believe it's 98% of them in favor of a strike, if necessary. The collective bargaining agreement has not been reached, and they have a deadline for 2 weeks from now. It doesn't feel like that this is going to get resolved.
No.
And so they're going to kill the golden goose, which is the popularity of women's professional basketball in the U.S. has never been higher, and you had an unbelievable year, not only here, but everywhere. And the league and the players, they can't figure a way to make this work.
Yeah,
maybe it should have been what's bugging me because, man, the sport is expanding and people and TV and money, and yet they can't figure out how to, like, get out of each other's way.
It's a great point. I'm really glad you brought it up. I don't blame the players at all.
Me either. They've
got a lot more right on their side than wrong, that's for sure. The problem is, though, the leverage that gets created in a CBA argument is that once a season starts, there has to be a public demand and drumbeat that that sport gets back to action immediately. And I don't know that we're far enough along in this WNBA fandom that's
right.
Newfound for many. I don't know if we're far enough along into that for that drumbeat from the public to happen. And
yeah,
that gives the owners or the league a lot of juice, unfortunately.
Yes and no. I mean, yes, you're right, absolutely. But the no part of it is, if you're Joe Lacob and you're getting $18,400 at every single Valkyries game from May through August, that's actual real revenue now. This isn't some podunk like, oh, we're playing at a university and we're getting 3,800 people in a bleacher. No, they're filling that building. So for certain owners,
yep,
when push comes to shove, they're going to be more influential, I think, to get something done. But anyway, it's just something I was thinking about earlier.
It's a good one.
What the Friday's going on?
What the Friday. All right, we got some more calls to get to. We will in just a sec. We're sponsored by In at the Tides.
Tell me about it.
At Bodega Bay. Dibs?
Yeah?
Picture yourself.
Mm.
Cozy room.
Yeah.
By the fire.
Yeah.
Enjoying breathtaking views of Bodega Bay.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this, but this time of year, it's magical.
Mm.
At In at the Tides.
Yeah.
Got special midweek rates starting at just $199 per night. Book your escape now.
Where?
InAtTheTides.com.
Oh, yeah.
It's Willard and Dibs. Elliot in Daly City is the next on WTF and apparently is 10 years old. Hi, Elliot. Thank you for calling. What's going on?
I wanted to talk about why you guys are talking about taking away the roughness of Dylan Brooks' game.
Mainly, but
not the roughness, Elliot.
Yeah, my answer would be the part we're talking about. There's no problem with physicality, but what we're talking about is literally illegal, Elliot. It's against the rules.
Oh.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah! You come at Will and Dibby.
Oh, my God. Man, I hope he learned his lesson. Coming up in 15 years, he's in the demographic. But first, you got to finish grammar school.
Got to do fifth grade. And then.
Oh, boy.
And then we'll do sixth and then seventh. And then maybe you two can play higher or lower one day.
Elliot, call us back in 2040.
Yeah.
We'll still be here.
Or call us Monday.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear Elliot break down the 49er Colt game matchup.
Yep.
Yeah. X's and O's with Elliot.
No doubt.
Let's do it.
Oh.
Yeah. It's 5:48, 5 o'clock sip. It's Friday.
Mm.
It's presented by Surfside. Golden State Warriors are back. Celebrate with Surfside. 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And then, of course, the games that we're sipping on this weekend. We got all of the football. The Warriors play the Suns tomorrow night, and who knows, we might still be tipping them on Monday because the Niners are going to take on the Colts on Monday Night Football. The Warriors will be in action as well that night, and it is Christmas week, so a lot of people are going to have the time off. So be safe and good luck. And by the way, speaking of good luck, We did have some last night because I've made the prediction with the way the Warriors shoot threes as a volume group now. This Pettinelli Financial Partners and Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area partnership that we've got out here, which continues donations for autism and the fight, which I love. Every time the Warriors make at least 10 three-pointers, there's a donation. And I'm like, they're going to go 82 for 82. It's going to happen every time. And last night I was like, ooh, guys, hello.
Yep, you need to step it up.
But they did it. They got 12 three-pointers last night. Steph, Pods, Guy, Quentin Post all had two apiece. They sprinkled in a few more, and they got 12. So we remain perfect. Another donation, 28 for 28 from Pettinelli to the Autism Society San Francisco. And as always, we would love it if you would get involved in your heart to donate or help out the fight against autism. Go to sfautismsociety.org. Triples for Autism, brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Pettinelli is here for you, offering financial guidance and support throughout life's milestones. Go to PettinelliFP.com. We call it WTF, What the Friday. Whatever take you want to get out there before the end of the week, do it. And so let's keep going. How about Jose in Oakland? Hi, Jose. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. First and foremost, wish you guys and your families a happy, merry, and peaceful Christmas.
Now, to you as well, Jose.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, with regards to your demographics, I don't know. I'm kind of trying to figure out which way am I going to pull. Is either listening to Elliot or listening to Get Out of Here? So I don't know. Somewhere in the middle. I think if I were you guys, I would probably stick with Elliot.
Well, you have a five more longer. What about both, Jose? Just stay tuned. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyways, listen. Last night it was a mess for me because I don't like the Seahawks at all. But they made me happy last night. It's the second time that they made me happy. The first time they made me happy was that interception by Butler, Leroy Butler, with the Patriots when they lost it. I was, so pumped on that one and last night. But it still is like, I saw them losing, and then I kept thinking, you know what? Screw him. Honestly, it's the Seahawks. Whether it's the Seahawks or the Rams, I really don't care which one wins. In this case, I did have a dog in this fight just because I want the 49ers to be able to, on that last game against the Seahawks, trying to win, not only win their division, but, but also be the top seed. So it was a great game, honestly. Thank you, guys. And like I said, I wish you guys a Happy New Year.
Jose, yeah, you too, Jose. Yeah, thank you so much.
You as well. Oh, that's right. We're coming up on Happy New Year season.
Yeah.
If you don't know the rules around here, all you got to do is say Happy New Year for what's your rule? Is it 8 days?
I'm going to give you a week.
A week?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So January 8th, January 7th?
It usually depends on when it falls. I think this year it falls on a Thursday. So
it does?
I'm going to give you the whole rest of the next week, too. Okay, I'll get you to like the 9th.
Yeah, the 9th or the 10th. And then if you say Happy New Year to Dibs after that, he will punch you in the face.
You're just an idiot.
Yeah. So anyway, you know how I roll. That means everybody's really waiting for January 11th to say it to you about 8 times.
Yeah. And
twice an hour.
Pretty soon I'm going to figure out this phone over here so I can figure out how to just hang up on people. Because I got a phone over here too. You got the fancy schmancy board, but I could probably click on the line and just run people.
You could do that.
I try.
I don't think you will.
Can I bring the off-air on to the on-air really, really
fast?
Yeah,
go ahead.
We need to brainstorm a contest for the last person to wish Dibs a Happy New Year. Somehow they can win a prize. So if it goes all the way into May, whatever.
Well, but you would have to have an end date or else it would just go on forever. People would just keep doing it.
And you would have to consult with the official 95.7 The Game contest rules, Lucas.
A lot of rules. Almost
as lower management, you should know that.
It'd be like a contest. Like people would have to not know that they're in the contest or else it ruins it. Do you know what I mean?
Still a bit.
Yeah, because you're like, okay, you're the last one. And then someone else, the next person would call and be like, Happy New Year, Dibs. How about now?
Yeah, but then we perpetuate it for Dibs.
I think that's a good idea.
Right, yeah.
It's actually a really good idea.
Thank you.
Let's go to Ryan in Hollister. Hi, Ryan. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Yep.
So I want to talk about the Warriors. I'm going to say something a little out there, but I think I think whatever we're doing is not working. I think we should play the youngsters more. I enjoyed watching Pat Spencer and TJD do their thing. I do think the veterans can, you know, kind of step in towards the end of the year and as we go and get into the playoffs. But that's my first point. And my second point is I just so tired of seeing Pods play. Like, all these guards going off on us, like Gillespie, like Reed Shepherd. Like, I don't think anyone is scared of Pods on the floor, but that's just my opinion.
Did you like him last night? Ryan, he was pretty good last night.
I know, but we lost.
Yeah, no, they did. Yeah, and happy Friday to you, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
Everybody who wants to play more young players, I get it. I just want to know, what do you say to Steph? I would love to give each of you the platform to not talk to us. Talk to Steph.
And I also want you to realize that Pods is the youngest guy on the team. So if you want to play the young guys, realize that he is the youngest. Quentin Post is like 4 years older than he is. And don't get me started on Pat Spencer. That dude is, he's almost 30.
He does. Yeah, he's got he got old man beard. Okay, let's do one more. Let's see. It's Kurt in Hayward Hills. Hi, Kurt.
There he is.
Happy holidays, Kurt.
Happy holiday. Willard and Dave's the two best sports boys in town.
Ah, good to hear you.
Let me tell you something, fellas.
Here we go.
First of all, happy holidays to both of you. Happy Hanukkah. Happy everything. Let's get started right away with Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr is a tremendous coach. But you know what he's doing wrong? You know why they're losing? I'm going to tell you why they're losing. In the beginning of the season, you started Kuminga. He was doing great. Then you stop them. You put them on a bench. Then last night you're playing for 9 minutes. Steve Kerr, listen to me clearly. You're not going to win any games against any young team when you don't have Kuminga, which is a talented player. Right now, he's sitting on the bench, and that's wasted talent, Steve Kerr. If you're listening, it's wasted talent. He should be starting. He should be playing more. That guy still is a talented, electrifying player. Steve Kerr, play him more. Listen to me clearly. Play him more, sir. Moving on to the 49ers, we got Brock Purdy. You know what Brock Purdy's record this year is? He's 6-1. That's a stat. You know what the offense is doing this year? They're top five in offense. They're top five in third down conversions. The defense is not the greatest, but Robert Saleh, he's got a hat master for that young, tough team. And believe it or not, they're going to definitely win on Monday, and they could win out because Brock Purdy is a superstar.
Love it, Kurt. Love it. Monday night football. What do you say about like a Philip Rivers turn back the clock special, huh?
What are you kidding me? Get out of here!
Kurt brought a new pitch just before the end of 2025.
What are you kidding me? Let me get a big inhale here. Get out! That's a stat.
It was. There were actually multiple stats.
Multiple stats.
There were a lot of stats.
Great stuff.
Lucas, what's happening on the radio?
I just want to revisit him calling him Brock Purdy.
Okay. Yep. He did it twice.
You're going to get a lot of voices in this next hour, including two different crossovers.
Double crossover.
You're going to have to find out in about 6.5 minutes which crossover starts us off.
We don't know which one. We know that one of them is real and the other one's a copy, but we do know that they're both phenomenal.
That's a stat.
Yeah, that's true. All right. All of that's brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
No, it's going to be rainy.
What about on Sunday?
A lot of ball to watch.
Okay, what about on Monday? That's my guy. That's my guy. Okay, for Dibs, for Lucas, and for Risotto, I'm Mark. Hey, everybody, good luck with the end of your holiday errands. Be safe. It's raining. Be patient. And shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.